Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
That is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the loss that they never saw coming. Although, if you're playing the Pacers and you're up 15 in the fourth quarter, of course you're not going to win that game. That blows me away, man. Pacers have been down 15 times. Or no, by 15. They've been down by 15 in eight different games this playoffs, and they've won five of them. They've won five of those games. They came back against the Bucks, the Knicks, the Cavs a couple times. And now tonight against the Thunder on Thursday night, leading for only the 0.3 seconds after Tyrese Halliburton made the shot, the deep two, to put them up 111 to 110. And that ended up being the final. I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. We'll get more from you guys here in just a second. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Mark Daigneault's getting some criticism, as he should. He is the first coach that I've seen make a mid-series adjustment before the game. So Oklahoma City's normal starting lineup is SGA and Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and Lou Dort and Hartenstein. And then tonight he decided to start 21-year-old Cason Wallace, who is a good guy. I mean, he's a vital part of this team. I'm not blaming him. He was a minus 13 tonight. That was the worst of the team. He played 33 minutes. He was 0 for 3 from 3. He was 3 for 9 overall. But he started him. And what's curious to me, it's not about Cason Wallace. I'm not ragging on him. But one of the things where I thought the Thunder had an advantage, a clear advantage, is their size. Miles Turner is, 6'11". What is Siakam? He's 6'8". Okay. Chet Holmgren is 7'1", and Hartenstein's 7 foot. And Hartenstein came off the bench, and when he was in there, he was being very aggressive. All over the cup. As Doris would say, 9 boards, 3 for 5 shooting. But he came off the bench and he only played 17 minutes. And then Chet Holmgren only played 24 minutes. Anecdotally, I can say to you, I think they should have played their big guys more. Law Murray has this stat from The Athletic. Mark Daigneault's biggest regret might be canceling his big men, especially Chet Holmgren. The Thunder were outscored by 9 points in the minutes that both Holmgren and Hartenstein were off the floor in the fourth quarter. So if you're watching this Pacers comeback thinking, who can stop this? Well, you're big men. And I don't really have a good reason to justify why he would have done that. I thought the big men would be one of the things that favored the Thunder in this series, and Daigneault neutralized that. He took it away on purpose. Why? How the rest of the series is going to go, we're going to find out. Game 2 on Sunday. This may prove to be the most winnable game of the series, and they lost it. And they were up 15, and they blew it. And they blew it. They blew it the same way that all these other teams blow it. Except this one, you could start to see materializing. When you force 19 turnovers, that's a record in a half in the finals. But you only scored 9 points off of them? To me, there's no more telling stat than that. That is, that makes me angry. This could be a game between the Shanghai Sharks and Barcelona. I guess that's how you really say it.
Well done.
Thank you. It wouldn't matter who it is. It could be your kid playing a game. 25 total turnovers, 11 points off of those. How is that possible? Especially with a team that should be this good in the Thunder. And that's what's so wild about these Pacers is how is this possible? The winning percentage that they had at their least likely to come back in game five against the Bucks, in game two against the Cavs, in game one against the Knicks, and in game one tonight. If you put that all together, what we saw here in these playoffs up to this point, about a 1 in 75 million chance in that happening all four times. Collectively, the four times. This is your Powerball numbers winning type odds. And not like the randomizer, because I feel like that gives you better odds somehow. But, you know, the numbers that you play, those are never going to win. They won. They won the lottery. Now, they still have to win the finals. So, on one hand, do they feel like a team of destiny? They absolutely do. On the other hand, if they don't, like, how are you going to remember this postseason? The greatest run of all time that didn't? That discussion, I know, is for another day. Right now, it's Pacers 1, Thunder 0. Bill is in Indy. Hello, Bill.
Bart. I'm 73 years old. I didn't believe in destiny. I've been divorced three times, and I thought each time that it was going to be, you know, forever. But I couldn't.
You still got time for one more, Bill. You still got time for one more.
Okay, all right. But I couldn't have your job, Bart, because I've lived in Indy all my life, and I always root for the Pacers. And when Baltimore moved here, I root for the Colts. And if my team got put out 2 years in a row by the Pacers, I wouldn't be as cool as you are. I would trash that team constantly. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? I couldn't be a sports talk guy because of that reason.
Well, but I do. Thank you, Bill. I do feel like I've got a lot of it out of my system, though, already. I do. I feel like I've said a lot.
You said a lot, yeah, but you didn't go over. I mean, you did say the Pacers were a good team. I heard you say that a couple times, you know. So I know you don't like them. I would hate any team that put me out of the playoff two years in a row. But I think it's destiny. You know, I just like I said, I don't believe in that because I've been divorced three times. So. You know, and each time I was married, I thought, well, this is going to go on forever, you know, and it didn't. But I think the Pacers are going to win in six games. I really do.
And I think you're fair to think that. I think that that's an apt prediction at this point. Bill, thanks for calling. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Bye.
Bill in Indianapolis. Here's another fun fact for you. Pat Boylan covers the Pacers. Oklahoma City just lost to an East team at home for the first time since March 12th, 2024, nearly 15 months ago. Would you like to guess who that team was that beat them? Indiana Pacers. They did lose on the road to the Cavs this year, and they did lose, people forget, hashtag, to the Bucks in the NBA Cup. So don't take that away from me. Don't you take that away from me. Actually, you could probably take it away from me. I can't tell you how many times, if I wasn't like saying it to be like facetiously proud of it, I would have forgotten that it happened. We were on the air that night. I might have to go back and listen to the celebration because I don't think there was any. The Bucks won the NBA Cup. Like tonight, the pace. I mean, thanks, Bill, but the amount of F-bombs I'm texting with all my other Bucks friends are like, oh. And then the night of the NBA Cup, I'm just sitting here like, what? What do we do? Was that cool? I don't know. I don't think it was. JT's in Atlanta. JT! Let's go to JT, who is in Atlanta. Hey, JT.
Hello. What's going on, man?
Hey, there he is.
Hey, real quick, I think a couple of things. The guy said that this. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
So, hey, the guy is saying that this reminds him of 2004. I'm a Laker fan. The big difference is we had a hurt Karl Malone. There's nobody. Yeah, can you hear me? I should be good to go, right?
Oh, okay. We'll figure that out. So you think he's, yeah, he must be on a delay.
He might be on a delay. I'm going to check with him.
All right. And then just let him talk and I'll shut up. That's weird. So his phone line is like my TV watching. We'll try JT in a second. Let's try Mike in Chicago. Mike. Oh, great.
Hello?
Mike, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Bart, love your show. Just wanted to say that you always make me think, and I thank you for that, you know, because, you know, this is, you know, the main thing that I do. I just listen to sports all day. And, you know, I just wanted to let you know that.
What did I make you think about?
You make me think about everything you say. And, you know, like the main thing that I want to bring up is, you know, you told me that the Pacers didn't have a chance. And so I went on one of the apps and I bet $20 on the Pacers to win.
Tonight or for the series?
For the series. And
so is that payout like 100?
147.
Okay.
So, you know, like, I'm okay with that because, you know, like, I asked my son, you know, who's going to win. My son, let me tell you, it's a little bit of a story, but just let me tell you, my son is 90% correct on everything. You know, the only thing that he picked wrong was he picked the Yankees for, you know, the last World Series, you know, whatever. But my son, my beautiful wife, my beautiful Jewish wife, she had me name my son Jacob. And then she said, you're allowed to name him the second name. And I named him Jacob Elwood. And then my last name. And, because that's the Blues Brothers. And so, you know, like whenever he tells me something, it's a message from God, you know? And so, you know, whenever he tells me something, I just look at it as, you know, okay, you know, that's how it goes. And, you know, if you think of this funny or not real.
So who did he tell you was going to win this?
Pacers.
So you here's so tell that story without throwing me under the bus.
No. Bart, please. He's a baseball player. He plays, you know, he plays ball and he starts and he plays for a good team, but he's not great. And his cousin is the third best player in the nation. And he plays for, you know, another team. And, you know, like, it's hard for him because he's like, he's trying to live up to his cousin. But his cousin is like.
All right, you're losing me a little bit now, Mike. I don't know where we're going now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying that. He was trying to live up to his cousin, but anyways, I like, you know, like asking him things because I think that he, you know, like has that, you know, mission from God.
Well, if that's the case, Mike, and thanks for the call, you should be putting a lot more than $20 on these games. If that's the case. Excuse me, if I may. Just one moment, please. I keep a bottle of tequila nearby.
Yeah, I thought it was holy water.
Nice and warm. Nice and warm after that one. How's JT? Should we try that one?
Yeah, just pretend he's still on a delay.
Okay. JT. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
That's so weird. Because even when I was talking to him, it sounded like he was kind of hearing me late. But we were talking in real time. And then I'm like, all right, hold on. And then as I put the phone down, I hear, oh, okay. So I don't
How
know
do you
what
have
to
a
do
phone
there.
That's on delay?
It's very weird. Unless, is he talking through us through the radio? Like he's going to hear this 30 seconds later?
That's what it seems like. Maybe. Maybe his phone's down. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Are
that's
you able
really
to talk
the only.
To
no, but like if he has his phone volume down and he's listening for my response on the radio, that's the only way that makes sense. All right, let me get Sean in Maine here real quick. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, Bart? I'm sitting here shaking my head at that last caller. I mean, he was all over the place. But anyway, I'm from Chicago, near Carlos. Grew up on the north side, Cubs fan, big time. Go Cubs. But I wanted to talk to you because I'm actually a professional poker player. And Tuesday, I'm driving home and I see your, I'm listening to your call or fold segment.
Yeah,
I'm
Tuesdays.
Thinking, wow. Yeah. So I'm thinking, how ironic. And by the way, if I'm calling you this late, I've won a lot of money. it's just, I love the segment. It's really, really, really cool. I hope you keep it going. And I listen to your show a lot. You're a good dude, even though you're a Packers fan.
I am an owner.
Well, that's good. Too bad for you, but that's all right. I'm just kidding. I don't mind the Packers. I just don't like them when they play us. But, no, I just thought it to be very interesting because I actually I'm headed to Vegas for the World Series of Poker in the morning. And just found it very interesting. Appreciate that. And, yeah, that'll be it.
All right. Well, good luck out there, Sean.
Trying.
All right, Sean in Maine. We're going to try JT one more time. Third time's a charm. Ready? JT.
Let's go. Can
hey,
you hear
JT.
Me, Bart?
Yeah.
All righty. All right.
What the hell's wrong with your phone?
Man, I had no idea what was going on, man. I think it was that last caller, man. He put a kibosh on my phone, too. So I don't know what was going on with that. Anyways, I couple of things. Caller mentioned the 2004. Big difference. Not even the same thing. The OKC's at full strength here, and that was like a heart wrenching, like snatching your chest out. It reminds me of that Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom movie where the guy's just pulling hearts out of chest. And at this point, you got to stop calling it improbable. It's more probable than not. I knew OKC was in trouble when they had 19 turnovers and was only at 13 points at half. That was the big issue. You kind of touched
same
on it.
Thing.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it. But honestly, when Holly got the rebound and he's driving up with 8 seconds, I'm going, he's going to do it again. I mean, honestly, that's what's going through my head. I'm like, he's about to do this again. And he did it again. And it's like, at this point, I expect it to happen more than I don't expect it to happen. And so it's just they definitely seem like a team of destiny. I'm going to give you a quick story. I was talking to my beautiful agnostic girlfriend about this, and she doesn't even watch sports. And she said that she thought the Pacers were going to win because the ones that she has watched have all been Halliburton or the Pacers, ripping people's souls out of their chest after being down, 15 points or more. And at this point, if we're going to talk about betting, one bet that I would lay the house on is that next year, he's not going to be the most overrated player win that award again by the unknown players in the league, I guarantee.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for calling back. I'm glad it worked. And again, everybody who voted him overrated, they need to show themselves because they unlocked this. I blame them. 888-710-4ISN. We'll be back with more. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Let's get back to our main topic of the day. Aaron Rodgers set to sign with the Steelers. It is the Indiana Pacers beating the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110. There's plenty to be said about Indiana's resilience, Indiana's fight, Indiana's hustle, Indiana's heart. Plenty to be said about that. Not just in this game, but in the four times that they've had a game that looks like this in the playoffs. Coming back down 7 with 35 seconds to go against the Bucks in Game 5. The comeback they authored against the Cavs in Game 2. The ridiculous ending that feels so deja vu with Tyrese Halliburton in Game 1 in New York. And now tonight. But there are two sides to every coin. And as much as we should be really just jaw drops on the floor about the Pacers, how do you let this happen? How do you let this happen? Couple of different decisions that you can point to, couple of different coaching moves you can point to. Starting Cason Wallace over Isaiah Hartenstein. Okay, I would like to hear a justification on that, but it's fine. But then only playing Hartenstein 17 minutes and Chet Holmgren 24, and when both of them were off the court in the fourth quarter, they gave back 9 of those points. So size being something that I thought was a feature, not a bug, of the Thunder in this series, they didn't want to utilize that. The big one, though, the absolute big one, is the points off turnovers. The points off turnovers. I'm watching this first half, okay? I got the broadcast on because we came on right about the start of the second half. So I'm watching the first half, and they are incredulous, the announcing crew. And I think most anybody would be. Another turnover. Another turnover. Possession after possession, turnover, turnover. 19 turnovers in the first half. That's, let me put it simply, that's terrible. It's terrible. And so I was looking at the stats at halftime, and I thought, because I just wanted to, like, make sure I had everything right, because I knew that Oklahoma City took a lot of shots. They took more shots than the Pacers did in the first half. And then I was just combing through the first half stats, and I saw total turnovers 19, where the Thunder only had 4. And then there's points conceded off turnovers. So points off turnovers. So when you turn the ball over, the other team has scored that many points on you. It was 9. It was 9. 19 turnovers. Let's say you convert on every basket or every turnover. That's 38 points. Let's say you just convert on half of them. That's 19 points. If you're making twos. 9? That's like 3 or 4 shots that you made off of the 19 chances you got. At the end of the game, it wasn't much better. 25 turnovers for the Pacers. 6 more in the second half. Just 11. So they gave you the ball back 6 more times. You scored 1 time in the second half off of it. That's where they lost. That's where they lost. So I was already worried about that in the first half if you're a Thunder fan, because they were up 15, and you know, the Thunder up 15 against the Grizzlies is one thing. Even the Thunder up 15 against the Nuggets or the Timberwolves enough is one thing. Against the Pacers, it's not a thing at all. It's not a lead. It's not a lead. They've been down 15 points. I've said this. I'll say it again. They've been down 15 points in 8 different games this postseason. They won 5 of those games. To do it once is pretty good. To do it 2 is wow. 5 times? It's almost like they got you where they want you. Never seen anything like it. Barry's in Boston. Barry.
Hey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Barry, what's up?
Hold on a second. Are you still there?
Whatever you did, that is an off-air thing to do.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You went to TJ or AJ or whatever like 3 times. And I wish you would love me as much as you love him. My God, that was awesome. But anyway, Indiana Pacers. It's unbelievable that they won tonight. Unbelievable. And I hope they win game 2. And game 3 and game... I know it's not going to happen. It's fantasy land. That they're not going to win against Oklahoma. But Oklahoma is a beast. But they lost tonight. That was sloppy. Mm. Super sloppy.
Mm.
Okay. The guy that got married 3 times, why would he get married 3 times?
That was a lie. That was a good one. That was another shot
why?
Of tequila.
Why? take the whole bottle.
Barry.
You can sleep in the morning, buddy. You can sleep in the morning.
Barry, how many nights when you call... Do you call because
yes,
you call? How many nights do you actually have something to say?
Okay. The game tonight was unbelievable, and I'm so happy that Indiana won. Because my name is Barry Lurd. My cousin is Larry Bird.
All right. Thank you, Barry. New caller ground rule. I don't care about anybody's cousins.
Ay, caramba.
I don't care. I don't care. Do you have a lot of cousins? I care about yours.
I got like 19.
I'm trying to think when the last time I spoke with one of my cousins was.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you that. For me, the answer is never, because I'm like, at minimum, I'm like 10 years older than my next cousin.
I'm just trying to go through the list. When's the last time I talked to one of my cousins? My grandpa died 4 years ago. Am I 2.5 years? Is that weird?
No, perfectly normal to me. But then again, this is a guy that does not talk to family often.
I don't know. They're all over the place. I don't know. My wife like grew up with her cousins. I'm like,
mine too. It's very weird at the bond that they have. They're like almost like siblings.
Yeah. I don't have that. When I was young, one of my cousins, I had asked him if he ever, like, was with a girl yet. And ever since then, I thought our relationship was a little weird. He, like, got mad at me for asking him. But he was pretty young too. I was young. I don't know. I must have like just found out what it was, and this was the one older person I knew. Anyway, no one cares about that.
No, not a soul.
Marco, did you care about that story?
No, not really. No. And you guys suck because you're not family men at all, and I'm a little perturbed.
You talk to your cousins?
I do.
Well, Belletti, you probably eat dinner with him every Sunday night.
No, and on Sunday you don't eat at night. You eat in the late afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah, just to let you know.
That's right. There's a, like an Italian beef sort of shop by our house.
I could smash one of those right now.
And for like the first time ever, they sent out a flyer where it's like $20 off a $200 order or something like this.
Mm.
So my wife and I, we were like trying to figure out what party we could have to justify getting a bunch of beef in the next 3 months before it expires.
Well, maybe if you talk to your cousins, you could have a barbecue and have some people over.
I mean, they're over there, and that one's over there, and that one I'm not even sure is alive. I don't even know. I don't know. If one of my cousins died, it would probably take me weeks before I found out, honestly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But they probably feel the same about me, or unless they listen to the Bart Winkler show every night as some sort of connection, and here I am saying, like, what is a family anyway?
Would they know that you're on the air?
That's a good point. I don't know. I show up at family reunion. So what is it that you do? Oh. Okay. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update from the family man, Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show, Pacers Radio Network. They've done it again. Four different comebacks, four different series. This time, coming back in the NBA Finals, winning 111-110. They took that lead at 111-110. That was the first time that they had a lead at all in the game. Obviously, the latest that has ever happened for the first time in an NBA Finals game. Tyrese Haliburton at the podium after, I think, or is this either way? At some point, he was asked about his game-winning bucket.
I'm obviously confident in my ability, and feel like if I can get to, you know, that spot, I feel very comfortable in there. So it's a shot I've worked on a million times, and I'll work on a million times more. So we just have confidence in that shot.
They never look like they're going to go in either. He gets the shot off, and you think, as a fan of the opposing team, oh, well, we'll just miss that and then go on our merry way. And even when it does look like he misses, it skies high into the rafters and then falls perfectly through the hoop as if it was some AI creation. Haliburton talked about what they talked about during the last timeout.
First, we were talking about, do we trap twice and foul? And then we said, okay, there's difference on the clock. Let's just be solid, get a stop, and then rebound and run. And, Obi came up with it. I don't even know who came up with the rebound. I just know the ball ended up in Obi's hands, and then he passed it to me. So I thought we just did a great job of sticking with it and just, you know, staying solid. You know, and in that situation, we had a couple dumb fouls. I had a couple dumb fouls there late in the fourth end of the free throw line. But we just, you know, showed our chest. We're solid. Had to get a big rebound there. That's a big rebound, especially with the guys on the court they have with Dort and Caruso crashing the glass. And, we got the rebound and just made a play on the offensive side.
Yeah, and then they did not call a timeout. So they got the rebound, didn't call a timeout, just pushed it down the field, which turned out, obviously, to be the right move because Haliburton got to his spot, got his shot up, and then the rest, I guess, is going to be history in some way, shape, or form. This is a team that was down 15 points in the fourth quarter. This is a team that has been down multiple times in the playoffs. And it's a good phrase to say about them. They're a 48-minute team. They're not ever done. You have to extend the lead and beat them because they cannot be beat. And Haliburton talked about that motivation.
You come into the year with all the talk around how it was a fluke. You have an unsuccessful first couple months, and now that's easy for everybody to clown you and talk about you in a negative way. And I think as a group, we take everything personal. Like, as a group, it's not just me, it's everybody. You know, I feel like that's the DNA of this group. And that's not just me, that's our coaching staff does a great job of making us aware of what's being said. Us as players, we talk about it in the locker room, we talk about it on the plane. We're a young team, so we probably spend more time on social media than we should. But I just think we do a great job of taking things personal. And that gives this group more confidence, you know. And we turned things around in January, which you guys know, and we just stuck with it. And I'm really proud of this group, and we just all got each other's back at every point. Any negative thing that's said about anybody, we got full belief in each other.
Even as you look at their season, they were 17-18, 16-18. New Year's Eve, they lost 16-18. So you look at what they did last year, go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and you look at them now, and they're 16-18 heading into the new year, and you're thinking, they were a fluke. They had us right where they wanted us. This is what they've been doing the entire season. They like to get themselves in this spot so we doubt them, and then they can prove us wrong. Just win a game normal, maybe. I can't do it. Johnny is in Atlanta. Oh, God.
What's going on, Bart? Hey, I'm going to call you my good luck charm. It happens every time. I guess it when they get down my fourth tackle, I'm kind of like, man, I want to hear this crap. They said I'm trying to Bart Winkler shot. They don't came back. I'm like, man, Bart's my good luck charm, man. I always miss. I see the highlight, but, you know, I got to get it working. So, man, I missed the big.
So stop. That sounds like you are exploiting my misery, Johnny.
I'm just saying, you're good luck. You're my good luck charm.
I don't want to be good luck.
Why not? The Pacers I win, I know you, Marco, all y'all are very happy that the Pacers I win. Cause they, at least y'all can say y'all got put out by the team that won the final. At least y'all can say that. Y'all should be glad to say that. Be proud.
Have I been on the air for every one of these? Have none of these been on a weekend?
All the ones I heard, what's the name you was on the air for? Only one you wasn't. No, that's when the Knicks came back and beat the Pacers. That was a Saturday. You wasn't on the air, see what happens.
Yeah, why couldn't I enjoy that? I couldn't enjoy that one either.
I'm just saying, see what happens when you're not on the air. Let's see. I'm just saying. But, man, I can't wait to get home and watch that. But, you know, just had to tell you, hey, thank you once again, Bart.
Well, you're welcome. Just to reiterate, I have not been cheering the Pacers on, thanks, Johnny, during this run. They beat my precious Milwaukee Bucks last year, and they did it again this year. And I thought that they were doing it against teams that were injured. And I kept moving the goalpost, and then even after realizing that they're good, I thought, well, the Thunder are still going to beat them in five, which, hey, I'll hang on to that until I can't anymore, but... Then it's been these improbable wins. And against the Bucks, it was a Tuesday night, game five. Oh, yeah. And it's not like these games, or at least, was that game earlier, I hope? I think that was that at least a 6 o'clock start my
time? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay. So I wasn't on the air as it was happening. But I was on the air right after it happened. Okay, that's a little bit of solace. Because then their game against the Cavs, game two when they did this, that was a Tuesday night on the air. And then against the Knicks, game one, that was a Wednesday night on the air. And then tonight, we were on the air. It's very hard to do this shift. I'm just saying, it's very hard to be fully engaged. Mind you, for most of my radio career, I've worked mornings. So the feelings of agony or joy that I get to have, I process those and then professionally broadcast the next day. Now it's like, hey, I'm going to rip your heart out. And we're not only going to get your voice screaming, but the sound, the squishy sound that it makes, we're going to broadcast that over the air, too. Credit to the Pacers. But may I say again, Oklahoma City, you got to score on these turnovers. And Daigneault, you got to play your bigs. If you learn anything tonight, you got to play your bigs. Thank you to Carlos Ortiz and Marco Belletti and all of you for chiming in. If you're still on hold, Pat Boyle, I'm sure, will be more than happy to talk to you as I see the calls drop. But the number's still the same. Pat Boyle coming up next. I'm Bart Winkler. We'll be back tomorrow night on the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.